Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
All this week on the Daily Spotlight, we're talking about anti-human trafficking efforts. Joining me again today is Stephanie Olson, the founder of the Set Me Free Project. Stephanie, let's continue the conversation. Tell us, how did you get involved?
Yes, kicking and screaming is how I got involved. I used to work with women in domestic violence, addiction, homelessness. I also spoke in schools to youth on healthy relationships and wanted to work somehow with trafficked victims, really not having any idea what that meant. But as I really learned about what was going on in Nebraska specifically, I realized a lot of stuff is happening on the victim service side, but no one's talking to the targets of traffickers. And that's really how it began.
I love how God puts things in front of you. And yes, we do go kicking and screaming, but there's always a redemptive purpose to
absolutely. Absolutely.
So I know that you go to schools all across the state and you have curriculums for different age levels.
Yeah.
But tell us what a high school seminar would look like.
Sure. We love being in the classroom directly, and we love being there every quarter, every semester. We are not one and done. We like to build that relationship. And so when we're in the classroom with the kids, it's very interactive. They're up and moving around. We have a lot of fun activities. And despite the topic, we laugh a lot. And so it's a lot of fun to be with the kids, but we learn a lot too.
If an educator would like to have you come to the school and do the Set Me Free Project seminar, how can they get in touch with you, Stephanie?
Yes, if they go to our website at setmefreeproject.net, there will be a request an educator page, and we would love to be in every school that we can across Nebraska.
I encourage you to listen in tomorrow as we discuss what are some of the risks that every teenager should know so they don't become a traffic victim.